Sorry, what was that one?
Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst of the Wall Street Reporter. Joining us today is Scott Reisbach, president and founder of CRS Electronics. The company trades on the TSX Venture, and the ticker symbol is LED. And CRS Electronics is an engineer, designer, and manufacturer of LED lighting. Thanks for joining us today, Scott.
Thanks for having me, Juan.
Great. Now, start off by talking about, now, you guys started off doing LED lighting for school buses, and now you recently, you've since then expanded the business. Talk about some of your main products and where we may be able to find them.
So, while the company's evolving really quickly, you're right, we did start off in the business of supplying electronic alarm modules for school buses, and quickly noticed about 10 years ago that LED lighting was starting to pop up on trucks and buses, such as the brake lights and clearance lights. So we have all of those. It's more of a commoditized market now. But in the process, we developed a lot of manufacturing expertise in high-brightness LED products. And we actually became a contract manufacturer for over 50 different lighting companies over the years. And now today, the real excitement in the marketplace is LED lighting for general illumination. And that's where CRS is already starting to offer LED replacement lamps for popular halogen light bulbs. And we're expanding on that product offering, and we'll also include outdoor lighting in the near future as well.
So, yeah, with some of these trends in mind, keep talking about some of those trends and how well positioned the company is to capitalize on them.
Yeah, we're real excited, super excited, actually, because if you look at the market data, just for LED replacement lamps alone, Strategies Unlimited is a research firm specializing in the high-brightness LED marketplace. And their forecast for just replacement lamps is a compound annual growth rate of 107% through 2012. So it's a very strong growth segment. We're getting a lot of traction in that marketplace. And these are with really high caliber customers, so it's truly an exciting space. And as far as where the company is positioned, the U.S. Department of Energy is constantly blind testing LED products, and they have a program called Caliper. I can't recall what that stands for, but the bottom line is it's kind of like Consumer Reports for LED lighting. And while I can't say, how well the company did in that program because they have a no commercial use policy, I would highly encourage anyone interested in LED lighting to check out the Department of Energy's Caliper program. And, for instance, one of our lamps is called an MR16. So you could type in MR16 and see where our company is positioned relative to others.
Right, correct. Great. And I believe that's the commercial available LED product evaluation and reporting program.
There you go. See? You knew the acronym better than me.
Great.
I can't keep track of it. There's too many acronyms.
Right. Now, in terms of what were some of the drivers behind the company's revenue increase last month in September, which saw a 46% increase in revenue?
Yeah, the MR16 is really gaining some legs. It's a more expensive product. When you look at a typical halogen light bulb, it's a fraction of the cost. So when customers are looking at outfitting, let's call it like 1,000 locations type of thing. That's not a decision they're going to make overnight. They want to do their due diligence and test the product in multiple pilots and things. So it's taking time for these processes to complete. But what I can tell you is that every single time we've gone into a facility, And customers have not purchased other product because they've just not been happy with the light quality. We've been able to install ours, and without exception, people have said far and away ours is the best they've ever seen.
Certainly, and so would that be the thing that you would say makes your company unique from some of the other players in your sector? Would that be your main product or anything else that makes you guys unique?
Well, I mean, it's all about performance. You know, people like light that they like, and a lot of people think, you know, LED, kind of bluish, you know, it's real dim, and that's not the case with ours. As a matter of fact, my friends at the Department of Energy liked our light so much, they actually are lighting their trade show booth with it, so that's pretty exciting.
Right, exactly. And now,
and their trade show booth is to promote LED lighting and how good it can be. So it was a nice compliment.
Certainly. And now, in terms of you know, the company with you know, some of your distribution agreements, I guess you guys have one with Sea Lion. And do you guys basically looking to get into, like you said, more of that federal, you know, programs as far as business? Or, you know, where will you look to in the next you know, year as far as, you know, new business and
So, yeah, new business is definitely going to come from our general illumination products, basically replacement light bulbs. We are working on outdoor LED lighting products. We do have a decorative LED street light engine, it's called, which is basically the guts or the inside of a decorative street light fixture. So we have that now. But far and away in our business plans is the replacement light bulbs, because of the fact that, you know, we see kind of two tiers to the market here. One is, of course, for new construction and renovation is complete LED fixtures. And that market is heating up. But the more immediate you know, rapid increase in revenue opportunity is the fact that we can go into a facility, offer them a one-year payback, and now the rebates are coming on strong as well, which can even make that shorter. But let's call it a 1 to 2 year payback period, and we can walk in there and offer that, and it's literally as easy as changing a light bulb. And that's where we're seeing immediate demand for the product. And we're talking to Fortune 500 companies, Fortune 100 companies, and even tighter than that, on doing all their facilities. So it's, we're looking at opportunities where, you know, our company is very small right now. You know, we did just over $2 million last year. You know, we're looking to increase that by a solid 50% this year. But we're working on multiple deals which are larger than our complete annual revenue at this time. So it's really exciting.
Certainly. And perhaps you could walk us through your background and experience, Scott, as well as that of some of the key management team at CRS.
Sure. So my experience is I have a degree in electrical engineering from McMaster University. And fresh out of school, I started up a company for doing electronic systems for automobiles. And then I sold that to my business partner and started up CRS Electronics back in officially incorporated in 1998. So I've been running the company and have been kind of the, you know, started out as just me and a computer and a desk, and have grown it from there. So head of engineering, et cetera, innovation, that type of thing, vision is where I fit in, obviously. And my chief operating officer, Al Hussey, he's got an exciting background. His last occupation was in the appliance business, and the company that he worked for made vacuum cleaners. And the reason I chose Al was pretty straightforward. He is well-versed in managing the chaotic growth that we see coming. And I say chaotic because of the market space that we're in is just exploding, and we happen to have top-performing product. So what Al had to go through was, in a period of 3 years, they went from producing 30,000 vacuum cleaners a year to over 800,000 vacuum cleaners a year. And they did that in 3 years without increasing any real estate. So he's got a lot of experience in managing rapid growth. Our chief financial officer, Colin DeGue, has I think it's around 20 years experience in publicly traded companies on the Toronto Stock Exchange. So that was a really good find as well. So that's that rounds out the top management.
Great. And what kind of goals have what milestones and goals does the management team hope to accomplish over the course of the next year?
Well, I can't give any dollar targets at this point in time. I was advised against doing so. I believe there's some rules on the Toronto Stock Exchange that, because we have not been listed for very long.
Right. Without getting too forward-looking, you don't have to talk numbers, just, sales or performance.
Sales are on the way up. We keep referring to it as a hockey stick right now, and we're just in the knee of it. The jump from about $2 million to over $3 million, in a 1 year period. Our year end is coming. It's aligned with the calendar year, so we're quickly approaching our year end, and a 50% increase roughly is it's a good start. It doesn't really get me excited. So we're seeing it. We're hoping for multiples is what we're hoping for. So, a 2X type of thing, or even more than that. But what I can tell you is that what we plan to do is right now we've got a heck of a halogen replacement light bulb in our MR16 product, and we are planning to take that and replicate it, that type of performance, into other products, as well as offering what we call a good, better, best strategy. Having the top-performing product in the world of its kind gets us the headlines, it gets us the exposure, and it gets us the awards. And what else it does? It gets us the appointments with the high-caliber customers. Now, that kind of performance, we realize that comes at a cost. That's the Cadillac version. So bottom line is that if that's too rich for their blood, it's not a problem, because our agents are equipped with the lower model. If you've got the different series of BMW and Mercedes, and, the top-performing one gets you in the door, and then you sell the lower model if that's what is required. So you leave with an order, not with not with empty hands. So I would say that, that's kind of our strategy to increase revenues over the short period of time.
Good. And in terms of growth, will you look to grow organically? Would you consider some M&A activities?
There's the LED space is rich with M&A. It's very rich with M&A. It's mostly the large companies that recognize smaller ones that are carving out either niches, developing specific pieces of IP or IP portfolios, or just plain capturing market share and branding. Those are all areas that would make a smaller company attractive to a larger company. At this time, we don't see a need to acquire any other companies because of the fact that we're rapidly expanding our engineering team. We just hired two more in the last week, and we're also hiring salespeople. We just hired Karina Betts, our national accounts sales director. She's got over 12 years of experience in lighting and came with a Rolodex that was just unbelievable. So we don't see a need to acquire anyone at this time. But that's not to say that some of the bigger fish aren't looking to swallow us up. We're not talking to any right now, but, that could happen. I don't want to rule anything out. As a major shareholder in the company, obviously it's in my best interest to make sure that shareholder value is increased.
Good. And so that, yeah, which brings us to investors. Do you think that right now investors understand the general direction and your message and the message of CRS Electronics?
I don't think they do, because if they really knew what was happening, I believe that our stock price would probably be a lot higher than it is today. you know, if you were to ask the question, you know, why is our stock worth buying today, I would have to answer that it would be the caliber of our customers that are trying our lights and absolutely loving them. The size of these opportunities are just staggering, you know, given the size of our company. The fact that our engineering team, as it expands, we are rapidly developing IP and filing patents. I believe our near-term budget for patent filing is on the order of $50,000 to $100,000 in patents. You know, the rapid expansion and advancement of LED technology. I'm a guest speaker a lot of times at various conferences, International Association of Lighting Designers. The U.S. Department of Energy has had me speak at their Solid State Lighting Conference, and Energy Star and a host of others. And, you know, I always say that LED technology is advancing faster than laptop computers are. So even when there's areas where or applications where maybe the technology is not ready today, either because it's too expensive today or maybe the efficiency is not there today, you know, where's it going to be in 12 months? It'll be there for a lot more applications, which just keeps opening up more volume, and it's driving the cost down. So it's just getting better and better. And today is the perfect time, because the market penetration of LED for general lighting, either outdoor or indoor, the actual market penetration is extremely low. The Department of Energy reports that I've read, which are available online on their website, you know, in a lot of cases for general illumination, the penetration is less than 0.1%. Which means the market is just right there and ready for the taking. As far as CRS, we're in the unique position in that we started manufacturing high brightness LED products when they were first invented about 10 years ago. So in terms of manufacturing experience, we've pretty much got as much as you can have. And we're very well connected to the U.S. Department of Energy. I've got a lot of business relationships with those folks. And because they're kind of the lead government body in the United States, anyways, that's overseeing LED technology and making sure that the market is transforming properly, you know, that kind of a relationship we just see as real valuable, and we can't understate that enough. They're doing some great things at the DOE, because they were told by the Obama administration, as well as the previous one, I think, that they need to make sure that LED technology makes its way into the market effectively, because it does have incredible gains for energy efficiency, which is required. And if they don't keep an eye on it, it could go the way of the compact fluorescent light bulb, you know, those little twirly bulbs. Those took about 20 years to come to market. And the reason is because the original product was way too expensive, and the light quality was horrible. They didn't dim properly, et cetera, et cetera. And the DOE is trying to nip it in the bud and level the playing field and making sure that that does not happen to LED lighting products. And while there's a lot of, for the lack of a better term, junk on the market, you know, they're really doing a good job of trying to educate consumers and lighting specifiers so that does not happen.
Great. And so once again, joining us today is Scott Reisenbach, president and founder of CRS Electronics. And the company, once again, trades on the TSX Venture Exchange, and the ticker symbol is LED. And before we conclude, Scott, just to kind of rehash everything, what are some of the key reasons why investors should consider CRS as a good long-term investment opportunity to potential investors? And just to note, the company is currently trading at $0.46 a share, as I failed to mention. And so please, Scott, tell us some of the reasons that, you know, why investors should consider the company as a good long-term investment opportunity.
Well, number one would be that the LED marketplace itself is really heating up due to the fact that there's low market penetration right now. The technology is advancing very quickly, faster than laptop computers. So the LED space in general is a very positive space to be in. The fact that we have the highest performance product of its kind in LED technology, and that's been independently validated and tested, and nobody disputes that. The caliber of the customers that we are in pilots with right now, we're talking Fortune 500, Fortune 100 companies. The size of those opportunities are multiples of our annual revenue. So we have, huge wins in store for us when these deals go. The fact that we are expanding our engineering team and developing IP at a very rapid pace, as I mentioned, our near-term budget is at least $50,000 for patents and should go much above that, actually. The fact that we have about 10 years' experience in high-brightness LED manufacturing, we're not new to this space. We've been doing it in LED years, that's like 70 years, because we kind of equate it to dog years because it goes so fast. So, and we're really well connected with the U.S. Department of Energy. We keep our finger on the pulse of the technology, and we're at the conferences. I personally speak at these conferences, so we bring a lot of credibility to the table.
Great. Well, we certainly do look forward to continuing to track the company's growth and progress. And I'd like to thank you for taking the time to update our investors today, Scott.
Well, thank you, Juan, and we'd be happy to come down there and light your facilities for you as well.
Anytime. Thanks.